There's still a lot to learn about data center development in West Virginia, like how much tax revenue they might generate. Tax revenue is one of the biggest selling points for bringing data centers into West Virginia. Some estimates, like those from a data center impact tool promoted by Delegate Daniel Linville, a Republican from Cabell County, show tens of millions of dollars in local revenue from the largest data centers that would use gigawatts of power. But even the largest current data centers only use around half a gigawatt and accordingly are predicted to generate less local revenue. Matt Irby, state tax commissioner, told an interim meeting of the House Subcommittee on Economic Development Tuesday that estimates are based on the best information available today.
We don't actually have a data center to value, so there is a lot of missing information from our end on what a base assessed value might end up being, because it's going to vary by project.
Irby said it will be years before a large-scale data center is built that state officials can formally assess for tax revenue. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.